following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Are you looking for a permanent office for your home business but still have budget limitations? Or maybe you want to grow your business into a new market but you're scared to make a move in this economy. Let me save you from your worries. Get a Regis Virtual Office. It provides all the benefits of a full-time office without the expense of one. You'll have a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. There is a reason why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Regis, because they have officing solutions you need. So reduce your risk, not your potential. Call Regis, the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up your virtual office, either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
say that, a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens.
Mom.
Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger for ESPN, is going to join us on the program today, and we'll be talking a lot about stuff.
Douglas, everybody's talking about it, the game last night, whether you liked it, whether you didn't like it. I know you hated the 9-6 game. You wanted to see Oklahoma State, I think, or somebody different play one of these two teams. And the one team obviously would have been LSU because they defeated them and were undefeated. If you like defense, though, when did it become apparent that LSU wasn't going to score? Was it the second series or the third?
No, I mean, because I watched that in the SEC championship game where they couldn't move the ball against Arkansas. I'll throw my point out there at the very beginning here. Nebraska's offensive line is just as good as either one of theirs. Tony, you can't block somebody. You can't tell me that you're in the national championship game and you can't block anybody. Come on. Yeah, it was great defense and it was terrible offense. Somebody bring up the offensive line. Stop somebody sometime. That's my point.
Well, they're going against people that are going to be drafted. I would be interested to see both of those defensive lines. Not everybody on the offensive line is going to be drafted. Somebody
put Oklahoma State in the championship game.
Man on man, somebody's better than the other one. And the defensive guys were better than the offensive guys on both of the teams. You know, that's what I'll say to that. I mean, you know what? I think the Nebraska fan out there that's going, we're going to go to Florida and Texas and California. You know where I'd start looking? I might try Alabama. When they flash up the starters on those teams, Alabama, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Alabama, all the way across the board. Those are the guys I want on my team. Yeah, Bo Pelini had that defensive line. Nobody be on Bo Pelini's ass right now.
Bo Pelini did have that defensive line. You won a national championship at LSU. Hold on. I got to take some more of my supplements here. Why, look. It's Nick Saban calling to see if I want to be on the team. Hello? Oh, hold on. I got to get some more supplements.
Okay, they're all on steroids. That's what you're saying.
Didn't say that.
That's what you're implying.
Didn't say it at all.
Now, I don't think you can say that.
Didn't say it at all. I'm just saying, if you want to say the defenses are great, then you have to say the offenses are weak. And that does not make a complete football team, one that is worthy of winning a national championship. I think Alabama, that's why I picked them yesterday. I said, I thought they were the better team the first time. They just had an idiot kicker. And, I mean, let's face it, last night, they couldn't finish anything off. They score a meaningless touchdown when the game's over. Your national champion didn't score a legit touchdown in their two biggest games of the year. There's no way that could have ever happened in the history of college football.
Okay, but if you put one of the other teams, Oklahoma State, against them, would Oklahoma State's defense have ranked? I mean, you got to look at where they ranked.
We'll never know.
I know that Alabama's defense ranked number one and Oklahoma State's ranked 106. I know there'd be a gaping discrepancy there in how they would have moved the ball.
Alabama had a big advantage by playing LSU already. They knew. They didn't have to go. They didn't have to guess on film. They knew. Each player knew how to handle that situation because they had played before. And I think that's something that maybe the folks hadn't talked about enough. Maybe that was the big advantage in this football game, was that the better team had a better chance to be better.
You know, going down the field, Huggy Beaver or whatever they call that guy, you know, they throw it up top. They went over the top of him, what, three times? His stuff went into the ground last night.
They threw a ball deep last night?
Well.
Wait, deep, do you mean 15 yards?
I mean, yeah, 24 yards, 18 yards. Those were deep balls last night. But they went right at him. It wasn't like they shied away from him. It wasn't exactly primetime Deion Sanders out there taking away half the field. I mean, they went right at the guy. Yeah, he made a couple nice slant bat downs and whatever when they in press coverage up there tight on the line, but they went right at him. And then they did take a little, they must have listened yesterday when I said it is okay to punt the thing out of bounds. First punt out of bounds. You can't return it then.
Most of them were.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Let's not see if Mr. Playmaker can make a play.
Did you think it was a good football game?
I thought it was an all right football game to watch.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 is the phone number. You can email us at the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Stop by and see the gang today as 2012 is underway. Make your vehicle or whatever it is, maybe it's your boat, maybe it's your golf cart. They'll fix them all up at the Dent Popper. And our email address, Doug and Daddy, that's A-N-D, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, you can vote on our ATS poll question today. Did last night's national championship game have great defense or poor offense? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com on the ATS Hot Topic. Last week's question, how would you grade Nebraska's football season? Nobody voted for A, 0% for A, 20% for B, the winner was C with 53%, D 20%, F 7%. C is how you would grade Nebraska's football.
How many times did Asian Man vote? 7%. F, we did win 9 games.
Yeah.
That's a tough grading scale there.
That's a tough one. Well, it was all over before last night's national championship game. Mark Melroy of Holdridge is the champion of the 2011/12 Doug and Daddy Big Dally Dally Bowl Pick'em. He beat us in the regular season, and then he thumped us in the national he thumped the competition in the bowl bonanza, but he did not beat Daddy, which I find amazing. Did you have the winner last night?
Did have the winner last night.
So Daddy ends up at 26-9. 18-17. So I did make it above 500.
Good.
With a strong close, I hit the last three games to get to 18-17. But Mark from Holdridge went 23-12 to edge Jason A by one game. And Mark from Holdridge is on the line. Mark, congratulations on winning our Big Dally's Bowl Bonanza, brought to you by Big Dally's and Misco Sports. How do you feel today?
Oh, well, I'm glad last night's game didn't count.
That's right, because Mark did have LSU in last night's game, so it was already wrapped up by then. Now, be honest, Mark, did you pick him out of a hat, or did you take some time and study all 35 of these college football bowl games?
Well, I didn't study, but I did actually look at some of the games, and I kind of got run through on some of the games that Western Michigan outplayed Purdue, got beat. Air Force went for two and got beat, but I lucked out on Virginia Tech and a couple games like that. So
did you
worked out the same.
Did you like this format? Would you rather had us add spreads for next year?
Oh, I don't know. This was gut-wrenching enough. I can't imagine if there's points on there, especially with the missed field goals and the extra points that were doinked and everything else. So this was bad enough.
Did you win any other pools? Were you in any other pools during this bowl season?
No, this was the only one I got in, and so it was a little easier as far as just keeping track of the games, because I was a little concerned about 35 games. I kind of lost track there over the weekends, but...
Mark Melroy of Holdridge is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is our Bowl Bonanza champion, brought to you by Big Daddy's Deli and Misco Sports. I haven't talked to the mayor down there in Holdridge, but have they lined up a time for the parade?
I think we're probably going to have a little private celebration, a little gathering, something minor. We might go to the pub or something like that.
There you go. Where does one go in Holdridge these days? East Avenue Pub, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, the East Avenue Pub, or, you know, they tore down the tower, so no more towers, East Avenue Pub.
And the sail-in just ain't what it used to be. Well, Mark, congratulations on being the champion of 2011. Hopefully we can do it again next year. Don't forget, we'll have the NCAA basketball brackets coming out when that rolls around in March. And, Daddy, you have one more comment?
Well, I want to just for you're obviously a general sports fan. Did you enjoy the game last night, Mark? What's your thoughts?
I thought it was frustrating that nobody could score a touchdown, and I completely agree that the offenses are not near as – I mean, obviously the defenses are really good, but those offenses suck. I mean, Jordan Jefferson is a poor man's Taylor Martinez, and, I mean, Alabama's offense didn't do anything spectacular, threw five-yard little – dump passes, and their receivers made some good catches, but I mean, they weren't reinventing the wheel on anything last night.
Mark feels much better since the outcome of the game did not have an outcome in our championship.
Yeah.
Mark, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for being part of the show, and congratulations on being the grand prize winner. Have a good day today.
Thanks, guys.
Mark Melroy, champion, Holdridge.
Duster.
There you go.
Good for him.
When we come back in our next break here on the Doug and Daddy Show in our next segment, I think that's where we'll go. You already touched on it a little bit. Some folks want to make comparisons and talk about Nebraska. Tony, for all the folks that are down on the Big Red, how far away are they really? I mean, you watched those teams last night. How far away are they really? Would you take Nebraska's offense or LSU's offense? There's some days that LSU looked unbelievable. There's some days Nebraska looked unbelievable. There are players on Nebraska's team that could play in that game last night.
Well, there's two on defense, period. Alphonso Dennard and Levante David are the only two on Nebraska's.
You gotta count Crick, even though he was injured.
Okay. There's three, period. There's no one else that would be a third string at Alabama, I don't think. So how far away are we? Quite a ways, I think. Doug, and the offense is as great as, you know, they were, the offense is, if you go back to this bowl season as a whole, the offense is more prolific by far than the defense. I mean, there were points scored in a lot of bowl games.
We've got emails to get to, including some SEC haters. John and Carney says, really? Did you hear some of the interviews with Alabama players? Academic standards would not allow those players to play in the Big Ten, Pac-10, which of course is Pac-12, or Big 12. That's exactly why we will never compete with the SEC. They have no academic standards. I mean, Tony, would you look at it? Would you look at it?
Well, with the SEC will come back to reality. They're not going to win the next 10 national titles for the simple fact they can't oversign anymore. You know, Bo Pelini could have went out and signed 38 players and got the 20 that were eligible. that'd have been a pretty good deal. The other 18 went to junior college and set up for him in 2 years the ones that he wanted out of those 18, the three or four that would have followed through and did what they were supposed to and got them. Nebraska would look pretty good. Or anybody, pick a team. They can't do that anymore.
Adam Rittenberg will join us at the bottom of the hour from ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger. We'll talk about some of the kids that have stayed, how the Big Ten looked this year now that the bowls are over. And a question I have, and please don't let me forget to ask, when people say that Nebraska has trouble recruiting to the cold weather and the environment, then why is Nebraska, according to Rivals.com, not have a top 25 class and Michigan is in the top five? Especially when Michigan has been struggling lately. How can that be? Is Michigan, the state of Michigan, a hotbed for football? I don't think so. Folks, don't forget tonight you can dine for two for less than $20 when you stop by Carlos O'Kelly's. It is just south of Kearney Cinema 8 between the Cinema 8 and the interstate exit. Carlos O'Kelly's, two for $19.81. You get an appetizer like the queso fundido or the yummy chili con queso. Don't just get a little. Get a lot because it's so good when you get the crispy chips and Carlos's made-from-scratch salsa. You throw in the two full entrees, and you have two for $19.81. It is there for you tonight at Carlos O'Kelly's, just south of Kearney Cinema 8. Two dining for less than $20. Two for $19.81. Get your appetizer. Get your unlimited crispy chips and Carlos's made-from-scratch salsa and two full entrees tonight at Carlos O'Kelly's. We're back with more of your emails, and Daddy and I will spar some more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Picture this. You're on your way home after work. You check your iPhone and see an urgent request that needs immediate attention. But you don't want to do a U-ey. You don't want to go back to the office to log onto your computer. I have a better way. Use Citrix's new Go to My PC app for iPhone. It's like having your work computer right in your pocket. Take care of last-minute requests from anywhere with Go to My PC app for iPhone. You can edit PowerPoints, work on any file right from your iPhone. You can log on to your Mac or PC with Go to My PC app for iPads too. Listen, my wife uses this regularly, and it saves her so much time and so many headaches. You don't want to do a U-ey in the road. Just head home and use Go to My PC app for iPhone. Try and Go to My PC today. We've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's gotomypc.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Online at KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Tuesday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball, it's a showdown in the ACC as fourth-ranked North Carolina plays host to Miami. Hi, I'm Drew Bonadelli. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the action as Harrison Barnes and the nation's top offense looks to keep flying high against Malcolm Grant and the U. The Tar Heels. The Hurricanes. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Tuesday night at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 58. Winds out of the west, meanwhile, stay at about 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll see increasing cloudiness late with a low of 29. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Trent says, way too early preseason ranking for Nebraska. 17. What do you say? I've seen 20. And I'd go deep into where I've got some emails stored because I looked at this before. But, you know, like Stiff Arm that does the Heisman predictions. This one has been pretty much on. It's not tough anymore. You see who's got who coming back and where the final rankings were this year. And by the way, Nebraska ended 24th. I see Nebraska right around 20 to start next year from the sources I've
fair.
Seen.
Yeah. I think
later today, ESPN, I'm sure Schlabaugh or somebody will have one up for next year.
Well, those guys were putting up their top five for next year. Matt Millen, of course, in the mix. And sure. I believe Matt Millen actually said something halfway intelligent, saying that he wanted the playoff. And basically saying it's got to be, we got championships in every other sport. I don't know what's so difficult about this. The running back from the Minnesota Vikings, Robert Smith, there you go. They put out their top five. One of those guys got Texas third.
It wasn't Robert Smith.
It was Matt
Clemson Miller. In there somewhere.
Clemson was five, I believe. LSU, Oklahoma, LSU and USC.
Yeah, USC, by the way, in the final poll, they're not eligible for the coaches' poll. They're sixth in the AP poll.
You know, here's just a few things from
Troutman's these. Tuesday trivia coming up today as well, so don't forget that.
Okay, by these, you know, we go through these bowl pools and everybody, you know, you get them right, you don't get them right. Here's five things that are just kind of interesting as you look back. Ohio, Noah Keller's team, they scored with 11 seconds left to beat Utah State. That was their first lead of the game. Could have, I mean, obviously, you would have thought Utah State, a lot of people had them. Louisiana Lafayette kicks a 50-yard field goal after giving up the lead to South Dakota State with less than 30 seconds to go. Air Force.
South Dakota State, really?
San Diego State, sorry. Georgia kicker misses a field goal in overtime that would have given them the win. Stanford kicker misses a field goal 3 seconds ago. I mean, there's a lot of things in these bowl deals.
Yeah, they posted how many field goals affected games throughout this bowl season last night. But here's another thing that'll get you Husker fans fired up out there. Here are some of the teams ranked ahead of Nebraska at the end of this season. Southern Miss, who the Huskers play next year. Houston. Now they will lose Case Keenum, and they lose their coach, and you have to expect they can't be in that ballpark. West Virginia, TCU, Baylor. And Baylor only had one less loss than Nebraska, and they're 13th.
That's got to be if Griffin comes back, doesn't it?
And then everybody else, I think, you know, USC bounces back quickly, and they're sixth, even though they're 10-2. And we're just one spot ahead of Cincinnati in the AP poll. BYU in the coaches' poll.
How many Big Ten teams are there rated?
Wisconsin is number 10, Michigan State's number 11, Michigan is number 12, and Nebraska is number 24. I don't think I overlooked anybody. I think that's all four of them. And receiving votes, Penn State.
Wow.
That's it. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN if you'd like to chime in. 888-455-3776. Oh, ESPN has already put up their top 25, huh? LSU, number one. USC, number two. Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma. And then we'll keep scrolling down to see where some of Michigan State is 9. Michigan, 11. Nebraska, 13.
Wow.
Have to go to Ohio State, have to go to Michigan State.
Okay. But remember, when you're looking at who's coming back, they see 17 out of 22 returning.
Wisconsin, 19. Boise State, 20. Texas, 21. Notre Dame, 23. Why wouldn't they be?
Do you think anything's going to happen when this committee gets together, Doug, to look at things?
In the future. I think they're going to put in, you can't have, either if you're going to do the and one, you either have to do it or you don't. You can't just decide that at the end of the year, the committee says there will be no and one game this year. because logistically you just can't do that. A city has to be ready to host it. The teams have to be ready to prepare for it. And that's where they're going to be headed. There's no other alternative. There's no other alternative, is there? We're not anywhere close to an 8-team playoff.
But I just don't know why it's so difficult.
I don't think we should have an 8-team playoff.
What do you want?
I think the 8-team playoff is going to hurt more than it helps, because then you just put in a couple more SEC teams. Arkansas would have been in it this year. Little guy has even less of a chance with a playoff system. Less of a chance. Big conference, better chance.
Not if they're rated high enough.
Well, that has no... How are they going to determine that? They're just going to take the top 8 BCS points? I don't see them coming down to that.
El Conquistador has chimed
in. I don't think you can play 3 straight weeks that level. This isn't basketball. 3 straight weeks, that level of physicality. What if Alabama and LSU had to play again next Saturday? And then the next Saturday?
Well, I don't know. We do it in Division II. There's a playoff format. I mean, they do it in the FCS or F whatever it is. I mean, we do it in every other thing, but we can't do it with the big boys.
I don't know, Tone. I don't know. If it happens someday, it happens, and it will be what it is.
El Conquistador says, "Does K-State have a good offense? Both of those teams scored 42 points on Arkansas." Saying those offenses may not be that terrible. The defenses may be good.
Tom and Hastings says, "Hey, Doug and Daddy, seen where UCLA hired the strength coach from the Jets. That was the guy who was caught tripping a player during a game. Who are they going to hire next? Jim Tressel in the rules compliance department?"
Great stuff. Appreciate that email. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Boy, you do a character background check on that guy? Out there tripping people on yeah, wow.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com, Big Ten Blog. It's all coming up.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Well, it's January, which means you've officially survived another holiday season. And since you've spent the past month thinking of others, maybe it's time you did a little something for yourself, like picking up tickets to the NFL playoffs or one of the first games of the NBA season. And the best way to do that? Easy. StubHub. More fans are headed to StubHub these days to score their tickets. It's fast, easy, it's a no-brainer. So if you haven't already, head to StubHub. Grab yourself a little something for making it through the holidays in one piece. StubHub!
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 58. Winds out of the west, meanwhile, stay at about 5 to 10. Tonight we'll see increasing cloudiness late with a low of 29. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 45.
Let's go!
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, Barry Larkin going into the Hall of Fame. Cool for him and all of you Cincinnati Red fans out there.
You know, it's pretty cool. 19 years, played with the Reds the whole entire time. You don't see that. I mean, it's just gone. I mean, the days of Barry Larkin and George, I think Barry Larkin, after 19 years, will be thrown in with the George Brett and Robin Yount crowd.
Creighton men's basketball team, 21 in the coaches' poll, 23 in the AP top 25. Nebraska women are up four spots to number 15. The Hastings women set at 14th. That's the first poll since December 12th of last year. And congratulations to Jim Bovey. The NAIA has given him the Robert E. Ish Smith Achievement Award. The Ish Award is presented to an outstanding NAIA coach or administrator who has demonstrated unselfish promotion of NAIA baseball. And Eric Crouch says he's finished with football. So, that's good, because football has been finished with you for a long time.
You know what? Maybe you're looking for a little lunch coming up here at the noontime. Maybe you're looking for a drink after work tonight. The Chicken Coop's waiting for you. Oh, you missed the bull fries. Those are on Monday nights. But they got great food and great drink specials every night. And this being Tuesday, come in for a wing basket every Tuesday night for just $5. 10 of your flame-broiled rings. Choose from a variety of flavors. I think there's 13 or 14 flavors to choose from, plus some fries. $5. Get them hot, get them sweet, get them what you want. The Chicken Coop's waiting for you. Keno's waiting for you, plus the great drink specials they've got. Don't forget Wednesday's Big Burger Night as well. But there's food, there's drink specials every night. Catch all your favorite sports. Not a bad seat in the house. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island, conveniently located for you.
Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, rolling along on this Tuesday, the day after the college football season has officially come to a close, and we are pleased to welcome back to the program from ESPN and ESPN.com, the Big Ten's Pulse with Adam Rittenberg, who's had some really cool columns up there, real cool blogs. Check it out on the college football page. Adam, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Happy New Year.
Well, same to you. Obviously, we started the show earlier in the hour with talking about how everybody liked or disliked the football game last night. What'd you think?
If you like defense, it was a fun game to watch, especially what Alabama did, and I think that's one of the best defenses that I can remember in college football, at least in recent years. But, you know, overall, in terms of entertainment value, it lacked that significantly. I'd much rather watch, Michigan State-Wisconsin game from this year or some of the other bowl games in terms of entertainment value. But, I think there's little doubt that Alabama is the best team in the country this year, and they were able to prove it on the big stage last night.
Adam, to get the SEC from over-signing, to stop that, how big is that for bringing everybody else back into the picture, the national title picture?
Well, it's an important step for sure, but I think it's also about recruiting better against the SEC. Clearly the best players are in that part of the country, or at least more of them are. So the Big Ten and Big 12 and other leagues have to do a better job of extracting players from the Southeast. And also the coaching, I think, needs to get upgraded throughout those other leagues, because it's clear that there's some outstanding coaching throughout the line in the SEC. But I do think over-signing, it's an important step. The Big Ten hasn't really engaged in it for a very long time, and I think it's important for other leagues, including the SEC, to step away from that practice.
Final polls came out today. Adam, any surprises, or was it what you thought you'd see?
Well, I thought, at least as far as the Big Ten's concerned, that Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Michigan would all be very close, and not surprisingly, they were 1, 2, 3 in both polls, back to back to back. I tended to think that Michigan State should be ranked ahead of the other two with the way they finished the season, but I think those were clearly the three best teams in the Big Ten this year, and not a whole lot separating them at the end of the season.
Did the Michigan State victory in overtime over Georgia, public perception, did that help anything at all nationally?
Well, I think it avoided the really negative talk of a second consecutive New Year's Day, which this year was January 2nd, without a victory for the Big Ten. So that was really important. You know, another 0-5 would have been a lot easier to criticize. You know, 1-4 isn't great, but it's a lot better than 0-5, especially when you go on and you do win another BCS game, as Michigan did a couple of days later. So it was a very, very big win for the Big Ten, and also a big win for Michigan State because they had been part of the problem. You know, they lost four consecutive bowl games under Mark D'Antonio before breaking through against Georgia.
Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Obviously, this time, before we get into the recruiting and the National Letter of Intent signing day on the 1st of February, we're seeing who's coming back and who's taking off. Johnny Adams, maybe the top corner out of Michigan State's coming back. Monty Ball is coming back. Any surprises on who's leaving and who's staying?
Yeah, you know, the only one that I would say is a surprise so far is Monty Ball coming back. You know, I didn't think he would get the best evaluation from the NFL because of some pass blocking issues and, you know, size concerns and so forth, but I still thought he would go just because he's a running back, he's had a great season. It's hard to imagine his stock getting too much higher, but you'll credit him for understanding that it's a gamble, but wanting to come back and be at Wisconsin and improve his stock. And, you know, he's going to be he's a guy that's played around 230 pounds. 2 years ago, this year he played at around 205, 206. Now he's going to be trying to play around 215. So his body's been changing a lot. It's going to change some more for his senior season. Otherwise, no real big surprises. Merciless from Illinois, that was a no-brainer. Jarrell Worthy, pretty much a no-brainer from Michigan State. Peter Kahn from Wisconsin, thought there was a decent chance he would go pro, and he has. So really no surprises so far. A few guys still to be deciding, Kawan Short out of Purdue among them, but most of the big decisions have been made.
Adam Rittenberg, and one of the things we love about Adam is he knows if you want to talk Indiana, he can do that. If you want to talk Penn State, he can do that. I want to ask you about Bill O'Brien getting hired at Penn State. First of all, your thoughts on that hire. Second of all, the guy really said all the right things on Saturday when he was introduced, didn't he not?
Yeah, he had a very strong first impression. It was very honest. His plan and why he took the job and so forth. And I do think it's a real advantage for Bill, and I had a chance to visit with him on Sunday. You know, any question that he gets about the sex abuse scandal or Jerry Sandusky and so forth, he can simply say, I wasn't here, I'm here now. And that's a real advantage that he has. And I kind of debated, could Penn State hire someone with Penn State ties? How far removed would they have to have been from the situation? And while I know a lot of fans weren't overly excited and some were upset with this hire, I do think it does benefit Bill O'Brien that he can say, hey, I wasn't here when that all went down. Don't really have an opinion on it. I'm working towards the future now. So I think that's good. You know, for them to take this long for the search, you know, probably didn't benefit anyone, and to not come up with a big name at the end, I know disappointed Penn State fans, but I think Bill O'Brien is a guy that should at least be given the chance, to see how he does. In a difficult situation, he's got some veteran assistants around him that he'll be bringing in. So very, very interested to see how he does going forward.
Adam Rittenberg with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. In your opinion right now, Adam, as we look ahead towards next year, and I know you can't factor in the signing class because it's not complete, but who's poised for the biggest improvement and who's poised for the biggest drop-off in your opinion?
You know, it's a good question. I think the league, I was told this from a Big Ten coach a few weeks ago, that the league might be as wide open as it's been in recent memory, you know, even more than this year, with Ohio State taking a step back. And I think Ohio State's a team that has a great chance to improve significantly in Urban Meyer's first year. He returns a lot of young and talented players, and I think especially on the offensive side, you look at a guy like Braxton Miller, should really thrive in a more wide-open spread system that will allow him to pass the ball and attack defenses. But, you know, then Ohio State can't go to a bowl game. They can't go to the Big Ten championship game. So, you know, I think they're going to improve, but you're not going to really see the results until 2013. I think Michigan State is a team that can even take another step if certain things go right. They do lose quite a lot, but I think they have it going with their recruiting, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You know, teams that might drop off a little bit, you know, Iowa is an interesting team. They're kind of caught in the middle there. Are they going to go forward or are they going to continue to go backward? I think Northwestern's a team that might go backward a little bit, even though they had a disappointing season this year. Penn State's a bit of a mystery. So really a lot of teams could go either way, and I think it's going to to be Wisconsin. I think it's a team that might drop off a little bit, although their division is so wide open because of Ohio State's situation. So I think Wisconsin could even be a 9 or 8 win team and might win that division. So it's going to be fun, a real roller coaster ride, I think, in store for us in 2012.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it before I could ask this question. How long can Kirk Ferentz, who everybody wants to coach their pro team, how long can he be mediocre at Iowa?
Well, it seems like he can be mediocre for quite a while, at least for his contract. You know, Iowa is not a school that I think is in a position to buy out, you know, many years of a contract, and Kirk is secured for a very long time at a high salary. But I think it's fair to ask, you know, the question and for fans to expect more of a guy who's earning top 10 money and not producing top 10 teams. Now, it's fair to point out the inherent struggles at Iowa with recruiting and so forth, but the bottom line is, you know, people are always going to point to that salary and say, why isn't he winning 9 or 10 games a year? Because they see other coaches that are fired if they don't do that. So I think it's fair to have expectations and to put some pressure on a guy and not let him get too comfortable, and then at the same time recognizing what Iowa football is and some of the challenges that are there.
Adam, if the sanctions that came out with Ohio State, when they were announced, having to know that before the family man Urban Meyer took the job, would he have still taken the job?
I think he would have. I mean, there's a big difference in my mind between a 1-year bowl ban and a 2-year bowl ban. I mean, you know, your freshman next year won't get to be in a bowl game, but a lot of those guys are going to be redshirting anyway, so they'll still have 4 years or at least 3 years of being able to compete for a national title. So I don't think it was something that would have turned him away too much. I think it looks bad for the administration that they were assessed that bowl ban when they really thought all along and had been telling us all along that they wouldn't get one. And certainly in hindsight, you know, the 6-6 team that goes to the Gator Bowl, you know, which team would you rather not have go to a bowl game, that one or next year's team, which could, I think, easily win the leaders' division and win a Big Ten championship. So, you know, in that sense, it's a disappointment. But for Urban and for the future of the program long term, I don't think it's too big of an obstacle for them.
Last couple of minutes here with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com, our Big Ten blogger. Question that comes up about Nebraska, and we'll have to obviously got to throw a couple Husker questions in there, but you know, it's why can't we do this, why can't we do that, and then it always comes back to, well, maybe they just don't have the talent. And we're less than a month away now from National Letter of Intent signing day. According to rivals.com, Michigan is 4th, Nebraska is 36th. Everybody says that the biggest negative about Nebraska is the weather and the cold factor. Is there that much talent in the state of Michigan, or how are they doing it, especially since they've been down for a little while?
Well, I think Brady Hoke, when he got the job, and you're bringing in guys like Greg Madison, who was already known as one of the nation's top recruiters, what they had coming in was a clear vision. And they hit the ground running last year in January, you know, for the whatever left of the 2011 class, but also for the 2012 class. And they really got an early start on building this year's class, which should be a top 5 or at worst a top 10 class. So there are a lot of players in Ohio that they've recruited, Pennsylvania, Michigan. That's a pretty fertile area. Michigan has been in on a lot of the best kids. They've also benefited from Ohio State's situation, being able to lure some kids that had been considering Ohio State to Michigan. So I think there's a big difference between being in Michigan, Ohio versus Iowa and Nebraska. That doesn't mean that the Huskers can't get, you know, great players still out of the state of Texas where they've had success, or go into Illinois or, you know, other places, California. But it's going to test them because they're going to have to be competing in a pretty saturated Big Ten recruiting market, you know, with the two most fertile states being Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Adam, I said to start the show off today, judging by the starting lineups of those teams last night, why isn't Nebraska recruiting in Alabama? Because you look across the board, all the starters, I mean, 9 out of 10 of them came from the state of Alabama. I say forget California, forget Florida, forget Texas. I'm going to Alabama.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Alabama and Florida and Georgia and Louisiana, those are all states filled with talent. And I think you have to be smart and devote significant resources to that part of the country. You're probably not going to get the cream of the crop because they're going to go to Alabama or LSU or Arkansas or Georgia. But there are enough players in that part of the country to go around if you're offering them the chance to start and to be a star in the Big Ten. I think that's still very appealing to recruits. So I think it's, you know, you want to do well at home, but I think, you know, all the Big Ten teams, and you've seen this with even programs like Wisconsin recruiting much more in the state of Florida the past few years, you have to devote resources, you have to devote assistance, you have to build relationships in those parts of the country because there just simply is more talent there.
Adam, we had an email about this earlier. What are the admission standards to an SEC school, comparatively speaking, to a Big Ten school?
You know, I don't think it's all that different. I know oversigning is certainly one area people look at it and say, it's an unfair advantage. And there are certain SEC schools that are able to get kids in that I think a lot of Big Ten schools could not. One thing I look at is junior college players. Big Ten, you know, junior college signing day isn't a very big day in the Big Ten, you know what I mean, versus the SEC or the Big 12. I know you guys at Nebraska have had a couple of valuable junior college players, Levante David among them, but for the most part, you know, Big Ten teams don't add very many JUCOs. So that's one big difference. But I don't think overall that there's a huge gap between some of the SEC admission standards and those in the Big Ten.
We'll let you get out of here with this one. I see that they have their five big offensive players, Big Ten offensive players and defensive players to watch. Could also be called who they think is going to break out next year. And your colleague Brian Bennett had Kenny Bell as one of the five offensive players. So let's leave you with this. Your thoughts on Nebraska right now. I'm just one Nebraska blank. And Adam Rittenberg says, what about this team?
Yeah, I mean, with Kenny and a lot of the guys coming back on offense, there's really no reason why they shouldn't be one of the Big Ten's most explosive offenses in 2012. I talked to Tim Beck about that a few weeks ago, and he's really, really excited, and for good reason, about the future of that unit with so many players coming back. I think if they get the offensive line sorted out, with Taylor in his third year, Rex coming back, those receivers are going to be better than they were this year with a year of experience. That should be a really good side of the ball. The big question is going to be on defense. You know, can they replace the stars, namely, and can they start adjusting more to the Big Ten style of play? As you guys, I'm sure, noted, Nebraska was lacking at linebacker. You know, after Levante David, there weren't really enough playmakers there. They need to get better at that position going forward and throughout the front seven. I think they're going to be okay in the secondary eventually. Bo Pelini's always found great defensive backs, but are they going to be good enough on the defensive side overall to hold up in what, again, looks like a pretty tough schedule for them?
Does Adam Rittenberg look forward to signing day, spring football, or Big Ten basketball?
We're all football around here. I mean, signing day is what it is, but I'm looking forward to spring football. That's always a great time of year to go around the league, talk to coaches when they're more relaxed usually, and get a sense of these teams entering the 2012 season.
Awesome, Adam. We appreciate the time you give us when we request it of you. Thanks so much. Enjoy the week. Happy New Year, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Adam Rittenberg and all our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King has two locations at Kearney at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue and at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Try one of their new BK toppers and enjoy the brand new fries only at Burger King. Coming up, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I'm thinking about doing this over a break. I have one that I think's too tough.
Okay.
And if we do it on the air, I think it takes forever.
Sometimes that's kind of fun. Especially if people guess like Pat Barry and things like that.
We'll take a break and be back after this.
It's Colin Cowherd. It's the new year, time to make resolutions that help improve your life and your business. I know an easy one that you can start saving time and money in a matter of minutes. It's called Stamps.com. How's that for a New Year's resolution? With Stamps.com, buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. That's right. You'll never waste time sitting behind Gert at the post office again. You'll never waste money again leasing a postage meter. Folks, it's just so easy to get started. You can print postage for any letter or any package the instant you need it. And the mailman picks it up, and it looks professional. It's so easy to get started. I've had friends use it, and once you do, you never go back. Now, right now, I have a special offer if you use my first name, Colin. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin. It's the new year. How about this resolution? Use Stamps.com.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Some more great high school basketball comes your way Tuesday night on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On Classic Hits 98.9, Minden is at Ravenna. The girls at 6 and the battle of unbeaten boys teams at 7:45. And on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia travels to Boone Central. The girls game features last year's state champion against this year's number one team. St. Cecilia and Boone Central on 12:30 KHAS. Minden Ravenna on Classic Hits Tuesday night.
Sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 58. Winds out of the west, meanwhile, stay at about 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll see increasing cloudiness late with a low of 29. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox before we do Troutman's Tuesday trivia. What did the average Alabama and LSU player get on their ACT? The answer, barbecue sauce. Thanks, Mark. Hey, Doug, does Daddy know that there is already football with a playoff championship? It's called the NFL. But I guess the SEC is paying players, Cam Newton, so maybe there isn't much difference. Josh. Thanks, Josh.
I'm just going back a little bit. Alabama football history. Some interesting facts out there.
You are just weird. Tomorrow, among our guests, UNK men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton is going to stop by as they get ready to welcome in the westernmost western teams in the RMAC this weekend in western New Mexico and Highlands. They're coming in. By the way, NU spokesman says Levante David and Alfonso Dennard have been invited to play in the Senior Bowl. Remember, there were five Huskers in that game last year. Alex Henry, Niles Paul, Mike McNeil, Pierre Allen, Roy Helu. Mike McNeil, I thought he graduated like 7 years ago. No, anyway, and then it appears there's a game called the AstroTurf, and then it'd be the National Football League Player Association Bowl in California. Mike Caputo invited there.
I ran into Noah Keller yesterday. He is headed to, I believe, Tempe, Arizona to play in one of these games. When I get more information on that, I just in passing, he mentioned that, and then he's getting ready for the combine or getting ready for the pro day, excuse me, didn't get invited to the combine. But I'll get a little bit more information on that and pass it along to you.
Hey, let's give you a TNL Pivotal Husker Recruiting Update. The TNL Pivotal Husker Recruiting Update is brought to you by TNL Irrigation Pivot Systems, delivering a safe, hassle-free, reliable, hydrostatic pivot system that runs constantly and provides decades of dependability. So make life easier on you with a TNL Pivot System. Visit your local dealer or go to TLIRR.com. The big news yesterday, Jordan Westerkamp says he is staying. He put out a three-letter tweet, GBR, that means Go Big Red, and then confirmed to rivals and scout that he is sticking with his commitment to Nebraska, even though Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly was in his living room last week. Westerkamp says, I am going to be a Husker.
That's pretty good news. He had 311 yards in the state championship game, receiving 11 catches for that total. So I guess this is great news for the Huskers. If you lose him, then I think you really get a negative vibe heading into February 1st.
Sean Callahan's crew at Husker Online says that Louisiana athlete Alonzo Moore has made his college decision, but has told them that he will announce that on signing day. They'll have the little press conference and the hats. Or the puppies. Maybe his mom will be next to him and say, LSU number one! And say, you picked the wrong college. Well, Mom, he's going to the national champion, whoever that young man was.
By the way, Dari Noka, who does the game day show, he was the one that had the microphone in Mother's face. He said Saturday morning, roughly about 10 o'clock, him and his colleague were talking about it, and he said, one of the most awkward moments I've ever had in front of my, just one of those things you didn't know what was going to happen, and it was really, really strange. And he said, it's one of those deals. If your family doesn't support, I just shake my head. I go back to my little rant I went on. Makes me wonder what LSU gave him.
That's our TNL recruiting update for today. Let's do it. It is time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
You're and hard.
I think it's tough. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, call now, and we will give you an opportunity to win a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. Now, where did my piece of paper with the answers on it go? There it is. Okay. Let's preface this by saying yesterday, the Football Writers Association of America, one of the top outsources for all the awards that you get at the end of the college football year, announced their all-freshman team. All-American, all-freshman team was announced for 2010. And there were a lot of good names on that list, Tony. And let's see if I can give you a couple. You got anybody that you thought the coach, by the way, is Dana Holgorsen of West Virginia, his first year there. The quarterback of Oregon State. Your running backs are North Carolina and Connecticut. Kansas State's B.J. Finney on the offensive line. I'm looking to see if there's any Big Ten kids. Jadeveon Clowney from South Carolina. Michigan State defensive lineman Marcus Rush is on this list. And Northwestern's Ibrahim Campbell, defensive back, is on this list. Remember, at the beginning of the year, Amir Abdul was on Phil Steele's halfway through the year all-freshman list, but he didn't make it. The punt returners from Hawaii and Tyler Lockett of Kansas State is the kick returner. Since 2001, three Nebraska Cornhuskers have been selected a freshman All-American by the Football Writers Association of America. Name any of them. Name any of them. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, do you have a guess?
Your favorite, Eric Crouch.
Not Eric Crouch. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Eric would have been a freshman before 2001, in all fairness. 888-455-3776. Between 2001 and this year, three Huskers have been on the freshman All-American team. I only need one of them. You got a guess?
Taylor Martinez.
Taylor was not it. If he'd have finished stronger last year, maybe. Let me look here. I've got last year's quarterback. It was Danny O'Brien of Maryland.
Okay.
Martinez definitely could have if he had finished stronger. Name any of the three Huskers that have been a freshman All-American since 2001. What's your guess?
Roy Helu.
Roy Helu is not it. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. We're going to roll along here on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Daddy, you do have to have something in backup here if we keep going and can't get an answer. Doug and Daddy Show, what's your answer?
Barry Turner.
Barry Turner is correct. Who is this?
Matt from Hastings.
Matt, were you online? Did you find this? Did you cheat? It's okay.
No, I knew it.
It's okay if you did, Matt. It's okay. Matt, congratulations. Yep. That got over. Do you have a guess on any of the other two? Or either of the other two?
I have no clue.
Barry Turner and another Husker. Two of them were in 2005. One was in 2002. And I told you before, I don't know, I might have said this off air, one of them never finished their career as a Husker. Jordan Congdon, place kicker.
Oh!
In 2005 with Barry Turner, and the only other Husker named freshman All-American, 2002, and he's still playing pro football, Daddy? Probably gets more flags than Sue?
Oh, Incognito would be the other
Richie
one.
Incognito, the other. Matt, hold on the line. We'll hook you up with a $25 gift card from a Troutman's Quality Meats. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Oh,
Jordan Congdon, our little organ donor.
Yeah, out there falling down cliffs in California or whatever it was he was doing.
That's a good question, Doug. I'll be honest with you.
I thought you'd like that one.
Richie Incognito.
Incognito, Jordan Congdon, Barry Turner, the only three Huskers that have been freshman All-American team from the Football Writers Association of America to this point. Daddy, a couple of great basketball games on the schedule for tonight. I think there's more than a couple, but I'll get a chance to be at one. And the gang over at Mike Will and the gang are going up to Hastings, or going up to Albion. St. Cecilia Boone Central. The girls are at 5:30. Just for you, Dwayne. And the boys are at 7 o'clock. And that's on 1230 KHAS, always on PlatteRiverPreps.com. St. Cecilia's girls, we just won't get John Kyle on the show. Tonight, they're the defending state champs. Tonight, they take on number one Boone Central, who beat Minden by 12 or something, or 17, whatever it was when they played this year. Thursday night, they get number 2, Minden. Saturday, they get number 3, Kearney Catholic. There hasn't been a schedule like this since the Stars football season opener against Cambridge, North Platte, St. Pat's, and St. Cecilia. They're 8-2. Their wild card points shall be high.
Best of luck, Lady Blue Hawks.
That's right. Get one tonight. And I will be in Ravenna for the Blue Jays and Minden. All four teams are ranked. All four teams are in the top 10. We had Shannon Lovett on yesterday. Both boys' teams are undefeated. Both were preseason number 1 in C1 and C2. Minden right now is number 2. Boys Town is number 1. And Ravenna remains number 1 in Class C2. And they have been pushed in overtime. I think the interesting stat is Minden has only allowed more than 40 points in one game. Now, I think Ravenna will get more than 40 tonight, but Ravenna on occasion, if you're going to beat them, that's how you do it. Last year, Donovan Trumbull did it to them. It happened at the state tournament. If you can hold Ravenna under 50, you're going to have a heck of a chance. It'll be an interesting
game time.
Should be great time. Girls scheduled for 6, boys at 7:45, Classic Hits 98.9, and also PlatteRiverPreps.com. Plus, Kennesaw and Giltner, both boys' teams are ranked in that. Kennesaw is at Giltner tonight. Other games, Gibbons at Blue Hill, Wood Rivers at Broken Bow, St. Paul, Central City, Sandy Creek travels down to Deschler, Centura is at Donovan Trumbull, Hartland Lutheran is at Hampton, and Shelton takes on Loup City. Be careful, Shelton boys. This Loup City crew, don't look at their record. They're pretty competitive. Also, we talked about Jim Bovey and the Hastings girls, women's basketball team, and I think that gets us through everything. Anything else you wanted to say today?
No, I like the game a lot better than you did last night.
I wish Alabama could have finished a couple drives. And as good as the defense was, then you would have said, you know what, we're not out here just kicking field goals. We're finishing drives.
How about the field goal kicker coming back? 5 of 7? Yeah, I think that's, the ones he missed were just wide. I thought that's great for him. I thought a little redemption there when he missed 4 of the damn things the first time. I thought good for him.
Well, they set him up for the first one with a chip shot, so that gives you a little confidence to get things going. We want to thank the folks that joined us on the show today, including our Bowl Bonanza winner, Mark Melroy, brought to you by Big Dally's Deli and Misco Sports. He's our grand prize winner out of Holdridge. Also to Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger for ESPN.com. Go on, check out his articles, his blogs every day. He and Brian Bennett with some really good stuff there. Among our guests tomorrow, UNK men's basketball coach Kevin Lopin.
Hey, we look forward to having you back with us 23 hours from now on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll add more guests to our lineup. We'll try and entertain you for another hour, 2, 3 this week. We'll be back. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.